There's a minute what God has laid in my heart to share with us.
Thank you.
In the scriptures, you observe how the scriptures keep making mention of our eyes, of the eyes. In fact, from Genesis, the eyes of both of them were opened and they saw their nakedness. Don't forget what we have been discussing in this meeting since Thursday, where we have been looking at revelation knowledge, how eyes are open, right? How the eyes is open. Because if your eyes are not open, there are a lot of things you are going to miss out on. And so you look at from Genesis, you look at the importance of the eyes. And when I say eyes, or God, it's not physical eyes. I'm not talking about these two balls in the socket. I'm talking about your perception and understanding of what is happening. You have in Matthew 6, Jesus said something. He said, let your eyes be single. He said the light of the body is the eyes, or the eyes is the light of the body. He said, so if your eyes are single, your body will be full of light. So he talks about your eyes being single. You also observe that in the parable of the sower, when Jesus in Matthew 13, when he was talking to them, and he said the sower went to the field to sow. There's some fell on the rocky ground, some fell by the wayside, some fell among thorns, while some fell on the good grounds. The disciple came and said, why are you speaking to them in parables? And Jesus said, because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to them it is not given. To whosoever has, more shall be given. And to him that does not have, that which he has shall be taken away. Listen very well. And Jesus said, in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, that in seeing they do not see. So again, the eyes is where revelation comes from. The eyes. Paul's prayer was that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. Ephesians 1, verse 18. That the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. So again, you just look at those mention of your eyes. And of course, when he says your eyes, listen very well, he's talking about how you see things. Don't forget the story of Elisha and his servant in 2 Kings 6. Let's come there. We've seen that already in this meeting. 2 Kings chapter 6. So the background of it is the king of Syria wanted to destroy Israel. Listen very well. But whenever he plans anything in his own kingdom in Syria, Elisha would hear from wherever Elisha was. So Elisha would now take the information to the king of Israel and say, this is what the king of Syria wants to do. So this is your own move. So you can imagine when someone has your move already. That's what Elisha was doing. And he did it consecutively for about 3-4 times. Then the king of Syria found out that, okay, it's Elisha that is giving out the information. So if you are a carnal king, the next thing to do is to remove the informant. And so he wanted to kill Elisha. So, verse 13. And he said, go and spy. Look at verse 12. And one of the servants said, no, my lord, O king, this is Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, that tells the king the words that you have spoken in your own bedchamber. And he said, verse 13, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore, he now sent horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen in and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, what shall we do, or how shall we do? And he said, he answered, fear not, they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Verse 17, can we read verse 17 together? And Elisha prayed, and said, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and the other mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about. But you know, till Elisha prayed, this guy did not see anything. And so, he would have died the death of a commoner if Elisha was not there. Because he would never have known what he had. Imagine he would have probably even surrendered himself and said, just take me. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Let me be your informant. Let me clean your armors. But Elisha said, why are you troubled? If only your eyes were opened. If only your eyes were opened, you will see what God is doing. If your eyes were open, you will see what God is doing. In fact, the psalmist said, Psalm 119 verse 18, open my eyes, Lord, to behold the wonders in your law. So again, there's no revelation knowledge without an open eyes. If we open our eyes, we see what God is doing. If we open our eyes, we will see what God is doing. Now, that will take us to our main text. So, you know, when Lot had an issue with Abraham, and Abraham said, okay, fine, let there be no strife between you and I, for we are brethren. So what you do is that take where you want, and I will take the rest, you know. And Lot picked, he picked the fine places. He didn't know he was picking Sahara Desert. And Bible says the Lot moved near Sodom. And God called Abraham and said, lift up your eyes. Look to the north, to the south, that is everywhere is yours. But you see, he had to lift up his eyes. And that lift up his eyes is not him turning his neck up. He has to see it. You have to acknowledge it. And so we look at Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman. In John chapter 4, again, I think we just titled this, lift up your eyes. In John chapter 4, you there now? Are you there? Okay. And verse 1, when therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard Jesus, and what that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee. Are you there? Are you following? John chapter 4, verse 4. And he must need to go to Samaria. Then come into the city Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of the ground where Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, he sat on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Alright, there comes a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Verse 8. Look at your Bible, please. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him. Verse 9 unto him. How is it that thou being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God, and who is he that said to give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and would have given you living water. That would be verse 11 to verse 20 together. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to drink, and the well is deep. So, where are you getting living water? Are you going with our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank therefore himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give shall never thirst. But the water I shall give him shall burn in him a well of water, springing up unto everlasting life. And the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not. Then I do have to come here to draw. Jesus said unto her, go and call your husband and come here. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, you have said well.
I have no husband. And the one who is now with you is not even your husband. The woman said unto him, I perceive our prophet. Our father worshipped in this mountain. And he said, and Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you don't know. We know what we worship for Father. Salvation is from the Jews, or the Savior is from the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father, in spirit and in truth. But the Father seeks such to worship him, by the spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know the Messiah come, who is the Christ. When he's come, he will tell us all these things. Jesus answered and said unto her, I am what I'm speaking, I'm he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what do you seek? Why are you talking with her? The woman then left a water pot and went away into the city and says to men, come, see a man who has told me all things I've ever done. Is this not the Christ? And they went out of the city and came to him in the meal while his disciples prayed, saying, Masters eat. But him, saying, Masters eat. But he said unto them, I have meat that you don't see. Therefore said the disciples one to another, as someone else brought him food to eat? Jesus answered and said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Can we read verse 35 to verse 37 together? Say, you know, there are 4 months and there comes the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look unto the field. Arise or what? And ye that want to receive wages and gather fruit, once one another with them. Interesting. And so Jesus met this woman by the well, and of course he sent his disciples to go buy meat, to go and buy food. And so they went to buy food. And so while they went to buy food, he was there, talking to the woman. And he began to talk to the woman about the gospel. So he began to talk to the woman about the gospel, how the life that Christ gives is forever. And the woman went to the city and started to announce, hey, come and see. What's that song guy uses for? You know the song? In your mother love me, aye. That's what the woman said. She went to the city and she started singing, she started preaching. And Jesus' disciples came around and they said, eat. And Jesus said, are you not seeing the real food? Then he said, don't say there are 4 months to the harvest. Lift up your eyes. Because naturally, especially when you plant wheat, it will take 4 months for the seed to grow into full harvest. 4 months, at least, minimum. Also, the disciples must be looking. What are you saying? And like every parable of Jesus, or every statement, oftentimes he uses things that are around. The well, when he was at the well, he used water. When he was in Nicodemus at night, he used the air. You get what I'm saying? So you see that oftentimes in his word. It could be by the field, then say, the sower went to sow. You know, and that's the parable. Parable is to use what you can see to explain what you cannot see. Does that make sense? And so this time around, he looks and he says, don't say there are 4 months to the harvest. Lift up your eyes. The fields are white. The fields are white. Of course, when you say the fields are white, what you are saying is that they are ready to be harvested. That makes sense? That is, this is ready to be harvested now. And that's the statement I want us to ponder on. Lift up your eyes. The fields are white. Jesus said, don't say it's 4 months. Because the seed he just sown now has gone to the city. And men are already coming. And you are here telling him to eat. Then he says, lift up your eyes. Because oftentimes, our attention is on the wrong thing. Our attention is on the earthly. Jesus is talking to you tonight. Lift up your eyes. Focus on the harvest. Lift up your eyes. Sometimes we are so concerned about what does not matter. In ministry. Let me even say ministry. Let's leave natural things. In ministry. You are so concerned about how people see you. The impressions you make. Lift up your eyes. Take your eyes away from that. There are things that will distract you in ministry. And one of them is self. Say self. Your own self. I remember watching one Mondayo movie that time. It's been a long time. Oloriota. How many watched it? Oloriota. I tell you that it's been long. Oloriota. And you will know it by the time I describe now. And the guy had issues with his ministry. It was about ministry. He had issues with ministry. I don't know how that came to my mind. It's not even what I wanted to say. He had issues with ministry. He used to preach and teach. And then people used to get saved and all. And suddenly things started dropping. Members were fleeing. Things were not happening for him. And at the end, God now showed him enemies. His enemies in a vision. So, in the vision, he first saw one woman that he met at one village evangelism. So he saw the woman and said, "You are the one! I bind you, I cast you, I kill you, I put you, whatever." The second one is someone, Baba, that used to attend the church too. And they say, "Baba, what is your ministry to move?" The God said, "You have not seen the height of the enemies, the biggest one. This is the one that is in charge of everybody. Take God, let me see him. Show me." And God showed him himself in the movie. And so, that one turned, then he saw himself. He could not bind and cast. Because he don't know what will happen to you. He just saw himself and said, "How? Self. Pride. You have to lift up your eyes. You have to consider." To lift up your eyes means to gaze on another. To consider something else. Again, don't forget we have explained eyes. Eyes is not this one. Eyes is where you understand things. The way you say, "How does it look in your eyes?" "How does it look in your eyes?" Does not mean, imagine I bring a business proposal, then I say, "How does it look in your eyes?" I'm not saying the letter from the business contract. What I'm saying is, do you feel this contract should go on, right? How do you think it's going to look like? Aha. Or when you say, "I see." "I see" does not mean you did not see it before. "I see" means, "Oh, I understand now." Aha. So when you say the eyes, it's perception. Where your attention is, where your consideration is. And Jesus is talking to you tonight. He says, lift up your eyes. Shift your eyes to the harvest. Many a times, we are focused on other things. We are focused on how to look like an emoji. One of the greatest things that can deter your spiritual growth is false perception. Where you have the appearance of a Christian, of a serious Christian, but you are not, and you know it. You know it right within you, that you are not a man of prayer. But when people see you, they clap you. And they say, that brother is honest. And you say, "Bless you." You know, the Lord, bless his name, he's glorified, we are edified. Amen. But right within you, you know your eyes are down. Your eyes is not on the others. You are just observing the motions. What teaching was that? When we talk about that recently. We talk about just observing the motions. Hunger. When you guys are getting this out of the That was Thursday, okay. When we talk about blessed are the hungry. If you can lay your hands on that teaching. Blessed are the hungry. Some believers are just, they are so complacent. They are so satisfied where they are. In fact, they don't even want to get better. This one is not about trying to get better. No, your eyes are off. Off the price, off the Christ, off the cross. You know, some believers, their greatest determinant is pretense. You are so corrupt. When last did you pray? Your eyes is not on the harvest. Then you come to church. Everybody is literally and you literally and the cross, I bow my knees. Don't forget there are three people on that cross. You don't know the one you are bowing to. Let's just say this.
Might not be Christ. Might be the thief at the... Let me help you. The one that Jesus said meets me in paradise. Maybe that's the one we are bowing to. We might not say, because definitely you are not bowing your heart to Christ. You go an entire week and you didn't preach once. You didn't take a fast. No, you know, when you take fast, you start looking at the clock. What is it? 4. I'm calling your cellular. Is it 4 or 6 o'clock? Are we permitted to drink tea? Which one is it? Your life is 6 o'clock. Father, I thank you because you have answered my prayers. Which prayer? I know that our asking, our receiving. What have you asked? You spent all day looking at the wall clock. The issue is not that you like to. The issue is that you lack self-control. Lift up your eyes. These are times of intense focus. Intense focus. You can't be living your life like this. Through your Christian life, today you are up, praying in tongues. Tomorrow, and nowhere to be found. Even demons are scared of you. When they see you, they say it's one of us. Don't disturb him. Every night, there's no night that 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you are awake. The day happens, there will be eclipse. Because you cannot be awake by night. Hallelujah. The sun will just come up. They say there's eclipse of the... What happened now? There's eclipse of the moon, have you? No, there will be eclipse of the sun. The sun will overshadow everywhere. Because it's not possible that the place is dark and you're awake. No personal retreats, no vigils. And you know what makes it worse? When you hear messages like this, you now say, I will do it next week. That's exactly what Jesus warned against. Don't say 4 months time. Don't say... I'll do it tomorrow. Don't say, I'll do it next week. Don't say, next year is my year. You have that every time. Especially December. Because next year, I'll be very serious. It's my new year, revolution. Resolution. I remember 1 year like that. Shall I eat there? When I said I will not drink Coke, no. It was good. I said I will not drink Fanta, Coke, nothing. And this year is soda free. The first day of the year. You know, it was the first day that they used to share when you go and visit people. And they share things for you. So I just went to Osami that day and I'm a good person. They gave me Coke. And it was cold. I had access to their fridge. So that is not even the gifts. I opened the fridge. I saw all manner of gifts among men. I saw chicken. I saw fruit. I saw Coca-Cola. I saw Pepsi was my best. I saw Pepsi chilled and, you know, calling your name. As though out of the body I know not or in the body I know not. For a man in Christ I am. I just saw it chilled, sweating. I said, Jesus. So I said to myself, it's just the first day of the year, it doesn't count. At the end 365 days, I will start counting it. We will actually make 365 days. Even some year after this. I just convince myself with all manner of theology. And so I took it. And that was the beginning. Of beginnings. The next day, I took another one. Resolution is about it. And that's how some believers toy with their own spiritual growth. After retreats, I will be serious. You will not be. After next week Sunday, I'll just do this one. Yeah. Oh no, that's the last time. Last of the last. Let me remember the day we took one vegetable inside fry pan. I told you this before. Well, the last of the last. This is the last time. I will finish the vegetable. I had a good vegetable for the family to eat. And we're saying, now leave kitchen. Say, this is the last time. Go again. This is the last. Last of the last of the last. This is a lie. Don't say there are 4 months to the harvest. Don't say. Don't procrastinate what God wants to do. Don't procrastinate it. Don't say, in 2 months time, I will start praying. I'll start taking a fast. Start today. Start tonight. See, let me say this. Whatever you deem as the most important thing in your life right now, write it down. Let me see. Write it down. What you think is the most important thing in your life? Write it. I won't ask you. Just write it. I won't ask you. Are you done writing? Good. Let me start by debunking some of them. Like I said in the afternoon, that whatever you gather with money, you will leave behind. Where is the rich man of 1920? Okay, that's even recent. Where is the rich man of 1722? Do you even know his name? Who was the world most wealthy man in 1780? He's gone. In fact, we are not sure that the students are not even poor now. If you like, gather PhD, FBS, B22, PIP, ODE, NHP, EDP, APC. When you don't gather the degrees, the day you die, that is the end of the degree. It might be sounding somehow, but that's the end of the degree. Never again are they going to say doctor, so. It will be late. Amen. No matter how much you are, you will not be buried with it. Like the story of the man that said they should bury him with his money. He told his children, he said, let them swear that they will bury him with his money. And they went to swear. They swore an oath that they are going to bury him with his money. So the day he died, the children wrote check. They put up the money, they wrote it in check. $180 million. They put it at the coffin. They cash it when you get there. Did they fulfill the oath? Huh? Yeah, so. Yeah, when you get there, cash it, sir. Adieu, papa. Your next of kin will squander the money. So what is life? What is a life that is not, a life that has not been lived for Christ? If you actually have the Holy Ghost, let me say this. If you actually are born of God, you will not find satisfaction in any other thing. I mean, you will find joy in your work. When I work, I have job satisfaction. I find joy working. That's why I work almost all the time. I like working. You know, I find joy in it. But your ultimate satisfaction can never be there. There's a way that if you have not done some things in a month, in a week, you will feel miserable. How many know what I'm saying? But I was in school. I don't know what happened. I know. And for like 3 days, I didn't go to where I usually pray. I usually pray at all 36 before they banned it that year. They didn't ban people from praying there. No, and for like 3 days, I was not there. Now, I was actually praying. But not as long as I would normally pray there. I was praying in the room, you know, where you are washing and you are praying. And after like 3 days, so I used to take a meeting on Friday. I used to take meetings on Fridays. So it was, the last time I went there was Saturday evening. It was definitely the church on Sunday morning. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday evening, I started to look at myself. I just discovered that I was not comfortable throughout. There was no class. So I just discovered I was not comfortable. Something is wrong. I could not fish it out. Normally it used to be morning. When your account is dry, nothing can be alright with you. You'll be sweating unnecessarily. I don't really know what I'm saying now. You'll be sweating unnecessarily. People that will, normally, if someone that will open your door, say, why are you leaving the door open? It's lack of funds. It's okay. You know, at least I had 7,000 naira, 8,000 naira in my account. And you know, as a student, if you had 7,000 naira, richest man in Babylon. You like prophet used to have more than that. So my favorite is a rich boy. Frank Rich Boy. You know? You know, even if I had 5,000 naira, it's a miracle. So I had like 7,000 naira. I think I just did one job or something. So I said, so what's wrong? What's wrong? So I just started praying in tongues. I've not gone there. I just started praying in tongues. And as I was praying in tongues, I discovered that I wanted to pray more. So getting more intensified. So let me go there. And when I left the place, God is seeing what I'm saying now. As I left the place, I felt like the most peaceful man in the world. And so this is what has been wrong. They've not prayed apart from in church. They've not prayed in a year. I don't know if it's possible. Prayer chain. I say you pray from 5 o'clock to 5:30. Yeah. So God understands. Jehovah sees, Jehovah knows that what? That you are stupid. And that you are irresponsible. Then later some things rise up and you say, hey, I don't know why God is doing like this to me. You are doing like this to yourself. When last did you hold a personal vigil? You just pray. You could even be pray about your spiritual life. God, I don't know why I'm not praying. I don't know why I'm not studying. I don't know why this thing is not, it's not, one of my staff members will call it, it's not gingering me. Why it's not gingering me? And you wonder, why are people preaching the gospel? I don't feel like. Then that's when you should be praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's when you should be praying. I saw something some years ago. I said, the best time to pray is when you what? When you don't feel like praying. Because you should be asking yourself, why don't I feel like praying? That's already a sickness. Why don't I feel like praying? And Jesus says, you don't stay there for 4 months. Don't say in the next 1 month you are going to. No! When God sends you on an errand, you go immediately. You know what David said? He said, the king's work, one of David's servants, he said, the king's work require haste. In fact, let me tell you this one. I heard this from one of my lecturers in the university, Dr. Ayegusi, who went to our office. I was prayer secretary for the department. Yeah, for department. So, but you know, departmental fellowship. So I was prayer secretary. And so she called me to the office and she said she has an impression that the fellowship should pray about so. So I said, okay, ma'am, we'll do it. That next week is our prayer meeting. Because we used to have teaching meeting, prayer meeting. And next week is the prayer meeting. Now this week is teaching meeting. And she said, the king's work require haste. And she turned she turned the page in the Bible to me. I said, that's true. Of course, I called the prayer meeting. Yeah. Many are called. Few will show up. But that will never leave my head. The king's work requires haste. So don't say that 4 months. Don't say that 2 months. Don't say, after my PhD or my MDD or my OMT, I will now be serious. No. Today is the day. Jesus is asking for your attention. He said, lift up your eyes. Like Colossians will say, let your attention be on things above and not things on the earth. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Don't be distracted by self. Don't be distracted. Don't let natural cares. What distracted the apostles? What Jesus is telling you about? Food! Eat now. Jesus said, you need to turn your eyes away from that. Lift up your eyes. Change your focus. Can't you see that what is about to happen is more than food? Lift up your eyes. The field is white. Amen. Amen. So we must lift up our eyes. Must fix our minds in the right place. Lift up your eyes to a life of prayer. Lift up your eyes to a life of studying God's word. Lift up your eyes to a life of consecration. Where Jesus is actually Lord in your life. It's not a slogan. When I say Jesus, it's not a slogan. It's not what you say after a mad bat. Minister, Pastor, Jesus is Lord. It's not a slogan. It's an anthem. It's an oath. It's a covenant that Jesus calls the shot. That Jesus gives the order. He is the Lord. So you ask yourself, is Jesus actually the Lord of my life? Or something else? Career? Your spouse? My poor sister like that, I say, you are following up an example. I say, my boyfriend says you don't come to church. There are some things that are doctrinally, that are proper examples. Because when I heard it, I was shocked. Your boyfriend says you should not come to church. No, this is not husband. Boyfriend. Yesterday, gone tomorrow. Breakfast well served. Say, my boyfriend says I should not come to church. Why? The road is not safe. In the morning or in the night? Or in the midnight? I wouldn't have been served in the midnight. The road is not safe. But the road to your own house is safe. And the road to club is safe. And the road to restaurants are safe. And the road to hell is also safe. It's only this road that's not safe. I don't understand which road. I think where we at Bale that time, I think. What's it? Are we at Bale? Yeah. So what's not safe? I don't understand. The safest I've seen. Hallelujah. How can your boyfriend be the Lord of your life? And it's the love of my life. And you see, you are the love of my life. What people are singing, ask them who they are singing to. You are the love that I sing to. You mean more than this world. Some people, it's not Jesus they are singing it to. Even when the Muslim are praise you, it's not Jesus. I think we'll be asking, breath,
Who are you praising? Hallelujah. What is the Lord of your life? Who gives the order? If it's not Jesus, then you need to lift up your eyes. You need to lift up your eyes. Jesus is coming soon. He's coming soon. We don't have all time. We don't have all time. You and I, we are not going to be here forever. We don't have all time. Like I always say, even though you don't like your years, you are one day closer. I know you don't like your years. But every day you wake up and do prayer, you are one day closer to your exit. As I did in that day. The day till you pastor, 1 year closer. So it's not time to relent. It's time to fire up more. Why? The time has reduced. What are you living for? Are you living for yourself? Or you are living for Christ? Question that the answer is in your heart right now. So you lift up your eyes. Focus on the field. They are white. They are red. Pray for me as I close. For tonight, we are mad on other things. And when our minds are fixed on other things, we will not see what God is doing. Like Gehazi. Like Gehazi. On that mountain, he was surrounded by chariots greater than the ones of the king of Syria. He was surrounded by an army. By an army. But Gehazi never saw it. Why? His eyes were not open. What if he lifted up his eyes? What if he considered more than the physical? What if he chose to turn to God? Lift up your eyes. You were saying, hearts are ready. Hearts are ready. The advent has never been more than the laborers. Has never been more. It has never been more. The laborers have never been more than the harvest. The laborers have never been more. The harvest is more. The laborers have never been more. The harvest is more. It's so much that you will need assistance. But you have to lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes and see what the Lord is doing. Lift up your eyes and see that you actually are a minister of the healing power of God. Lift up your eyes and see that you are a preacher of the gospel. Lift up your hands and see those who are teaching God's word. Don't you see that they will grow? This is not the time to form apostle. This is not the time to form man of God. It's the time for work. We are servants of God and servants seek work. Servants don't seek accolades. Servants don't seek rewards. They seek work. You don't have time to call yourself apostle, doctor, reverend, bishop. Lord, again, cuckoo call yourself our savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship you. This is not the time to allow self to throw you back. This is not the time to allow patience. Where your heart is not fully with the Lord. It's the time to soak yourself in the river of consecration. It's the time to find out, why am I not serving the Lord? And when you find out, don't say 4 months. Don't say 2 months. Now! Who told you you have 4 months? Who told you have 2 months? You are kept and preserved by the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. But time is not in your hands. Time is not in your hands. He calls the shot. Don't say in 2 months. In 2 months I will organize myself. Who will do this? No. No. Lift up your eyes. And see what the Lord is doing. Lift up your eyes. Don't let the devil talk you into saying that you are wasting your time. No, the Jesus of harvest is ready. It's white. As you're speaking on the street, you're going to preach God's word with so much boldness. With so much boldness. With so much courage. That it will only take the doubter to doubt. You're not going to hold back. You're not going to run and hide. You are bold. You are courageous. You are a minister of God's power. You are on the right. You are on the right. When God is using men, you will not be found wanting. You will not be found in somewhere else. You will be found on the field. Doing what God is doing. Seeing what God is saying. Seeing what God is saying. The harvest is white. The fields are white. The fields are white. If you have been called to sing and to minister to people's tongues, the fields are white. The fields are white. Don't say 4 months. Don't say 2 months. Don't say 1 month. You have been called to teach teenagers in schools. How did you do it one time? In church. And God said, that's not for you. He said, the individuals have placed it in their hearts. You are not the one that will start it. So I'm waiting for you. Don't force it. When I'm coming to you, know yourself. God has always told you about it. Primary school evangelism. Secondary school evangelism. Field evangelism. Don't say they are 4 months to the harvest. The fields are white. On your campus, the fields are white. You will go to those faculties. You will go to those rough rooms. And you will discover the fields are white. You will discover what God is doing. Open your eyes. Lift up your eyes. On the streets, you will see what God is doing. That guy that used to smoke and you will see that the field is white. He's a preacher of the gospel. Don't let the devil talk you. It's saying that I failed. Don't let him talk you into saying that I come back to the harvest. Now. Lift up your eyes, Ishaga. Lift up your eyes. The fields are white. Lift up your eyes. Wherever you came from for this meeting, the fields are white. Jesus wants to do something through you. Lift up your eyes. Remove your eyes from your weakness. Remove your eyes from your weakness. Set your eyes on heaven. Set your eyes on the one that sent you. He is the Almighty God. When you are prompted to lay hands on the sick, don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't say that 2 months yet. They are quite to the harvest. Lift up your eyes and see what the Lord is doing. Like Elisha prayed for Gehazi. Open your eyes, God, to see what you are doing. It's a prayer that can never be underprayed. Lord, open my eyes. We sang the song. Open my eyes to see Jesus on the throne. That's what we need. When we see him on the throne, we will march on like soldiers of Christ that we are. When we see him on the throne, we will go with the sons of believers. When we see him on the throne, we will put him in our hands. When we see him on the throne, we will go with the gospel in our mouths. Because we have seen the Lord of glory. This sees him and not do what he says. When Moses saw him in Exodus 3, Moses said, I will put my eyes aside. I will see this great vision. Where the bush is burning. Where there's fire in the bushes, the birds. And the Lord said, I'm sending you. You go to fire. I will say, let my people go. Moses said, I will go right now. God said, now. The fields are white. They are waiting. They are waiting. On that street, the people you are preaching to, the lights that you are, there are yet more people that you will know. There are yet more people that you disciple that we have never met. You don't know them yet. There are hundreds, there are thousands. You need to start now. Don't cower behind. Don't try the tower. You need to start now. There are faces that we have never seen. And they are waiting for you. Act it like that. Lift your eyes. Lift your eyes. teachings you have not taught yet. Your best teachings are ahead. Your best psalms are ahead. Lift up your eyes. See what the Lord is doing. When we don't lift up our eyes, you know what happens? We live an ordinary life. You just pass through. You know what ordinary life? You are born, you go to primary school, you go to secondary school, you go to university or polytechnic or college of education. You get your degree, you marry, you make money, and you die. What kind of life is that? There are names we are still mentioning to today. Paul, Peter, Jesus. They are not having their names because of everything, but because they are men who submitted their lives to what God is doing. If you say those ones are on the pages of the Bible, what about Kenneth Hagin? What about Ryan Bunkie? What about Charles G. Finney? What about Spurgeon? What about Wigglesworth? What about Ketron Kuma? What about Billy Graham? These are names that will live forever. They will never be gone. Because when you live your life for Christ, you leave a mark behind. Don't be like the snake that crosses on the rock and has no impact. No mark. Here today and gone tomorrow. No mark. Now, lift up your eyes. Let your heart burn within you. Let your heart groan for more. Let your heart yearn for more. If you have been praying 5 minutes, let your heart yearn for more. Let your heart for more. The fields are wide. If you have never prayed, if you have never prayed for 5 minutes before, let your eyes. Lift your eyes. See what God wants to do through you. He wants to preach to you. So you know you are actually going to preach, and someone will get saved, and they will get healed, and they will serve God. You know, you have to wait. And not just one time. Not twice. Not 3 times. That's what you do for the rest. So you actually will lay down from the seat and they will be well. You know, actually you will preach and teach someone to finish up the gift of the Spirit and they will have visions. And they will rest the dead. Lift up your eyes. Don't let yourself be your best enemy. Don't give yourself excuses why it could not happen. Jesus says, don't say in 2 months. Don't say in 3 months. Don't say in 4 months. Don't say in 2 weeks. Lift up your eyes like Gehazi and see what the Lord is doing. He's talking to his own disciples. And he said, can't you just lift up your eyes and see? Can't you just stand attention on what is happening? This woman, I can't preach. She's going to the city. And you are here talking about food. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. Our focus needs to change. Focus on what God is doing. He wants to do more. He wants to do more. Step out in faith. Step out in courage. It will not happen again. It will not happen again. That you are discipling one is leaving. It will not happen again. It will not happen again. It will not happen again. We will cast out the devil. In theology, in our practice, we will cast out the devil. That's the work of the devil. That's the work of darkness. To see that the gospel does not prevail. To see that the glory of God does not fill the land like the waters cover the sea. But we will not allow it to happen. We will cast out the devil. We will preach. And Jesus cannot say they are 4 months the harvest. Don't say. As you preach, lift up your eyes. Go for the harvest. Go for the harvest. The field is truly white. There is more to do, brothers and sisters. There is more to do. You've not even started serving the Lord. There is more to do. There are more grounds to cover. There are more grounds to cover. I recall some few weeks ago, I was looking at GHC Media, the number of people that downloaded, because I get the mail from Google site, Kit, and I saw the number. Quite is, of course, 2021 is way more than collectively every other year that since we had GHC Media. That's 2018, Abi? 2018, we said GHC Media 2018. Abi? Alright. 2018, August 2018. Both 2018 and 2019 combined, and 2020 is not up to 2021. Wow, God, thank you, Jesus. And God said there's more. That's not where we're going to. So don't press the brakes. And I told myself, the knife is the more teaching. There's more teaching to be done. It's not the time to start marking yourself. It's not the time to start marking yourself and say, I've done something. You don't celebrate till the end. You don't celebrate here. I have no issue with celebrating anniversary too. I don't use celebrating the call of God upon my life. I have no issue with it. But who passes an in-course or a test in university and you throw a party? No, you wait for graduation. Even until they tell you, you are finished. That's when you are finished. There's more to do. I'm challenging us to lift up our eyes and set our gaze on the Lord. To shed every earthly thing and raise our focus. To see what God is doing in the end. There's more to do. There's more to others. There are places to go. There are people to meet. They are men to disciple. Old, young, male, female, white, black, red, Asian, American, African. There's more. There's more. There's more. So be our eyes. Beyond food. Beyond money. Beyond earthly achievements. We lift up our eyes to see what God is doing. I told you on Sunday about the church in China and Iran, Abi. Where the word of God is growing mighty. Without website. Without website. In fact, in some areas, without church buildings. So that one, I was still going to church buildings. Say, the church building is not that. Yeah. I call when we wanted to start growing that church. Someone said, where are we using? Which hotel? Now people start with hotel. I said, I don't have money for hotel. Where are the money for hotel? Say, just save up now, then you start when you have. I said, no. As you are seeing, like, I'm late. I'm late. So we started in one primary school. I beg, leave the primary school. So where's your sitting room? Abi? Where's your sitting room? That was where I taught service. I was teaching spiritual growth, and then I taught on being filled. All the being filled you are sitting there. We thought it's sitting room. I am doing this. In a sitting room. Don't say there are 2 months left. Don't say there are 4 months to go. Now, lift up your eyes.
see that there are more people to meet. There are more men to disciple. Are you listening to me? Let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in your heart. Let the mandate of Christ, let it be shut up in your bones. So that there's no day it doesn't cost your mind. There's no day that if you have not done the Father's will, you will feel alright. Let the Holy Ghost fill your heart. Open your eyes to see what God is doing. That's why I'm waiting 4 months. Next year, next week, next month. Now the harvest is now. Like Paul saw the man in Macedonia. Crying, come to us. Maybe because you have not seen the vision. You should open your eyes. If you open your eyes more, you probably see more people crying out to you. Come to us. The lost and the perishing. The ones who are hungry for the bread of this life and for the bread of life. We are not going to be cowards. We are going to march. March in Christ's victory and proclaim his name in the earth. The devil is in trouble. He's in trouble. It will never happen again. As soon as I saw and had the opportunity to preach to, we go to hell. It will not happen. Lift up your eyes. It's a prayer you should pray, everybody. Open my eyes to see Jesus on the throne. Open my eyes to behold the wonders in your word. Open my eyes to walk more in your plans and purposes for me. This is the least I will ever be in serving the Lord. This is the least I will ever be. I will only get better. I will only get stronger. I will only get bolder. Can we pray tonight?